It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The subject and the tone swing rapidly as senators question Sonia Sotomayor this week.
Sometimes the mood is lighthearted. Lawmakers know she's favored to win confirmation.
Sometimes the mood turns serious. Senators also know this is their only chance to put the nominee on the record before they vote on her lifetime appointment to a job where she can, among other things, overturn laws that they pass. Here's NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
Like the two Bush Supreme Court appointees before her, Sotomayor has followed a strategy of first, take no risks and do no harm. And so while political opponents do everything that they can to force a real response or reaction, what they get is prepared generalities, a strong commitment to follow the law, and genteel reminders that any substantive answer would be improper because whatever the issue is, it might come before the Supreme Court in the future. That was true on the abortion question, too, except for this wrinkle. Texas Republican John Cornyn asked about press reports that the White House had assured pro-choice groups that Sotomayor is an abortion rights supporter. How did the White House know that, he asked, and had the nominee been questioned on the subject?
I was asked no question by anyone, including the president, about my views on any specific legal issue.
Cornyn then asked Sotomayor about a statement from her former law partner, George Pavia.
He's quoted in this article saying, quote, "I can guarantee she'll be for abortion rights," close quote. On what basis would Mr. Pavia say that, if you know?
I have no idea, since I know for a fact I never spoke to him about my views on abortion, frankly, on my views on any social issue.
Moving on to gun rights, Oklahoma Republican Tom Coburn asked whether people have a constitutional right to defend themselves. Under most state laws, they do, said Sotomayor, but it may depend on whether the danger is imminent.
Please, I don't want anybody to misunderstand what I'm trying to say. If I go home, get a gun, come back and shoot you, that may not be legal under New York law because you would have alternative ways.
You'll have lots of explaining to do.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar lightened the mood even more when she asked Sotomayor, a devoted Yankees fan, this question.
All these guys have been asking you about your baseball case, and they've been talking about umpires and judges. It's umpires. Did you have a chance to watch the All-Star game last night? Because most of America didn't watch the replay of your hearing. They might have been watching it.
I haven't seen television for a very long time, well, but I will admit that I turned it on for a little while.
Okay.
Minnesota's other senator, Al Franken, in his debut performance as a Senate Judiciary Committee questioner, returned to the serious subject of abortion. He noted that Sotomayor had previously acknowledged the word abortion is not in the Constitution.
Are the words birth control in the Constitution?
No, sir.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Are the words privacy in the Constitution, or the word?
The word privacy is not.
Uh-huh. Do you believe that the Constitution contains a fundamental right to privacy?
It contains, as has been recognized by the courts for over 90 years, certain rights under the liberty provision of the Due Process Clause that extend to the right to privacy in certain situations. This line of cases started with a recognition that parents have a right to direct the education of their children.
Franken told Sotomayor that he shared with her a childhood love of the Perry Mason TV program, and he asked the nominee in which episode Mason's client was convicted.
I know that I should remember the name of it, but I haven't looked at the episodes.
Didn't the White House prepare you for for that?
For the record, it was The Case of the Deadly Verdict. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.